Okay, well, I'd just like to declare the meeting open at 4:31 and welcome and thank everyone for their attendance. Just like to announce Cam Taylor as a guest, and we'll be giving a presentation shortly. In attendance, we have Councillor Barrett, Councillor Robinson, Councillor White, Councillor Letter, Councillor Penny, Councillor Dewar via electronic means, Councillor Witham, staff, Karen Callaghan, Chief Executive Officer, Dee Sweeney, Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Peter Blahoff, Manager of Works, Pam Hull, Strategic Support and Projects Officer. A leave of absence is nil. There's no apologies. Disclosure of interest. We do have a disclosure of interest today with Councillor Witham on item 10.1, I believe. And at the time, Councillor Witham will be leaving the room.
And Councillor White, in impartiality, one on 13.5.1, fees and charges.
Okay, item 4, response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Item 5, public question time is nil. Item 6, presentations, petitions, deputations. Well, we have a presentation from Cam Taylor, and I invite you to speak, Cam.
Thank you, Mr. President, CEO, councillors. It has been a little while since I've been in this room, and it looks fantastic. Most of you know that I did, or some of you may know that I did my 10 years, just under 10 years, on the council, up until the amalgamation. So it was a great 10 years. So thank you for having me today. It won't take long. Well, it's for your information that the Tamblup Community Cropping Group and Noangarup 360 Community Cropping Group formed a bit of an alliance to advocate for the Tamblup-Noangarup railway line being reinstated. The opportunity has arisen through the state government entering into negotiations with Brookfield Arc to return the lease of the rail freight lines to the state government. I believe that they are deadly serious in doing this because they can see what's happening to the rail infrastructure in terms of its decline and also the road infrastructure. So it presents an opportunity, and I will be up front right from the minute that to get the Tamblup-Noangarup line up and running again will be a long shot, but if we don't advocate for it, nothing will happen. So with that in mind, myself, Richard House, who's the chairman of the Noangarup 360, and Neil Letter, chairman of the Tamblup Community Cropping Group, met with CBH officials in Perth 2 weeks ago. The chairman, Simon Stead, CEO Ben McNamara, and infrastructure manager, and very dear to the hearts of Tamblup, Nelson Aylmore, who were in the room. And we had a great meeting. They are 100% wanting to get rid of ARC because of the impediments of using the rail freight system. It's going to take some time. Negotiations are underway, but the government is reluctant to terminate the lease because that will mean litigation. So hopefully they come to an arrangement. It could take up to 2 years to do it. So the basis of me being here today is so that you're informed on what we're doing. If anyone asks you in the public domain about the Tamblup-Noangarup line, you'll know that the two community groups are advocating for it. I'm happy to take any questions, but essentially that's what we're going to will hopefully achieve. And I will reiterate that it's a long shot. CBH don't come to the party. The business case for the line doesn't stack up. They have to come to the party. And look, the hearing we got is that they are so wanting to get grain back on rail. They've invested in another, I think it's another 8 sets rail, of train sets, to accommodate the amount of grain that's been grown in the wheat belt. Some are calling it the barley belt now. If there's any questions, but basically that's all I'd like to probably say, is that the Shire of Broomhill, Tambler councils are informed of what we're doing. Thank you. Open the floor.
Open to the floor. Is there any questions or comments from the floor? Councillor Robinson?
Oh, I just wondered what sort of ballpark cost?
To reinstate?
Yeah.
I've got a ballpark figure. It'll be $100 million to do it. But the rail, but in terms to do that, it's a stab in the dark, but we'll say 100. It's about 1.69 million a kilometre. But then you've got to take in 3 bridges, culverts, etc. The business case with the government and CBH, if it's $100 million, it's in a lot of ways it's immaterial, because the long-term arrangement will pay that back. That's how it works, and that's why the government will go down that route.
The arrangement between CBH and the government?
To access the line. Mm-hmm. See, at the minute, they're paying a third party,
yeah,
who are just milking the system.
Which is Brookfield.
Yep. Where they're just milking the system. They're not doing the maintenance on the track that's already... Well, they are, but they're not. See, up north, speed limits are coming down because of the lack of maintenance on the track. And that's... Remember, they're a superannuation fund that are siphoning money off to the people that have invested in them. And so you can see that should be staying here. This is our rail freight system. It's one of the worst things that's ever happened. One of the worst things.
What was that number per kilometre, please?
1.69. Is that was 6 weeks ago. Good question. The grade will be lifted.
Sorry, what was the question?
What gauge? To take axle up to 19, 20 tonne axle weight, is what the main line here is. Yeah. At that one there is about 12.
Councillor Dewar?
No, sorry, Doug.
Okay.
No.
Councillor White, did you have a comment? No?
Resting.
Okay. All right, Councillor Letter.
Not a comment, but the other the reason for doing this camp, I don't know if the other councillors know, the tourism thing.
Thank you, Carl. Good question. And we'll dream here is to make it a multi-use rail line. And down the track, if we get this up and going, I'd like to see a tourist railway between Tambourine Up and Noongar. The only where it's all come from is the number of tourist rail setups that I've ridden around Australia, and really, there's no reason why we can't do it. It just takes a little bit of willpower, and sure, we're going to need a lot of help along the way. But I see if we can get this up and running again, I'll say it for the third time, it's a long shot, but that's what I'd like to see happen. Yes.
That's it. Yep. Well, on that, I will thank you very much for your presentation, Cam. And I wish you all the best with your endeavour. I really do.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. President, for having me today, CEO, councillors, and have a great meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cam.
All right, moving on. Item 7, application for a leave of absence. Do we have any? Neil? Item 8, announcements from the presiding member, Ms. Neil. Item 9, confirmation of minutes. So firstly, 9.1, ordinary council meeting 21st of May 2026. Do it as I am. Do we have a mover? Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Letter. Don't need to speak for the item. No one speak against the item. So on that, the recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 21st of May 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. All those in favour? Is unanimous. Yep, Craig said that's right. Yep, 7-0. Item 10, Key Pillar 1, Broomhill Tamla Point of Difference. 10.1, a funding request to Smart Start Great Southern. We have a conflict of interest, I believe, Councillor Whittam, for this item. So on that point, I'll ask if you can leave the room, please, Councillor Whittam, at 4:43. I'll ask for mover, Councillor Letter, seconded Councillor White. And did anyone want to speak for the item? No one against the item?
Well, I'd just say we've supported them for a number of years now. It's good to see where it's come from. And that it's still something that's being carried on today in the community, which so many things disappear on the wayside, so I'm happy to support it.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor White. I echo those sentiments. I'll put the recommendation forward that the Council, one, acknowledges the contribution of Smart Start Great Southern in supporting children and families within the Shire of Broomhill Tamla. Two, approves financial contribution of $3,000 to a Smart Start Great Southern for the 2026-27 financial year. All those in favour? That is passed 6-0. If we could get Council with that, please.
True.
Councillor Whittam, you can turn 4:44. For the record, Councillor Whittam, that previous item has been passed unanimously. Item 11, Key Pillar 2, Broomhill Tamla Economy. 11.1, proposed scheme amendment, Lot 38, Number 30, Henry Street, Tamla. I'll ask for a mover, Councillor Robinson, seconded, Councillor Penny. The author is Liz Bushby, Town Planning Innovations. Did anyone want to speak for the item? No. Anyone against the item? Karen, as CEO, did you have any comments?
Yes, Mr. President. Just a summary of it. This amendment proposes rezoning the former church site from public purposes to residential R1030. The proposed zoning is consistent with the surrounding residential area. This is the first stage only. Council is being asked to initiate the amendment and allow it to proceed to public advertising, and then any submissions will return to the council for a final decision to be made. Thank you.
I have put the recommendation forward. that the Council, one, in pursuance of Section 75 of the Planning and Development Act 2005, adopt Amendment Number 7 to the Shire of Tambellup Town Planning Scheme Number 2, for the purpose of advertising by A, amending the scheme map by rezoning Lot 38, Number 30, Henry Street, Tambellup, from the public purposes, local reserve, to the residential zone, with a density code of R10/R30, as depicted on the scheme amendment map. Two, resolve that amendment number 7 is standard under the provisions of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes, Regulations 2015, for the following reasons. B, the amendment will facilitate the development of the site for purposes consistent with the objectives of the residential zone. C, the amendment is consistent with the local planning strategy. D, the amendment will not have an adverse impact on any land in the scheme area. And E, the amendment is neither a complex nor a basic amendment. Three, authorise the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to sign three hard copies of the Amendment Number 7 documents. All those in favour? That's passed 7-0. 11.2, Cornish Shop Museum Public Liability Insurance Reimbursement. I'll ask for a mover. Councillor Letter, seconder Councillor Robinson. Do you wish to speak for the item? Anyone against the item? CD, our Deputy CEO, is the author of this. Did you have any comments to make, Dee?
Mr President, just that we received the application from the Corner Shop Museum, so for the period for the 10th of June to the 26th to 27th. So they have been receiving reimbursement since 2015, and it is incorporated into our annual budget. Just having Council endorse this just provides clarity and consistency around the way we treat applications for reimbursement.
Okay, thank you. Recommendation that the Council approves the reimbursement of $654.45, including GST, to the Corner Shop Museum, Inc., Incorporated, for public liability insurance for the period 10 June 2026 to 10 June 2027. All those in favour? Pass 7-0. 12, key pillar 3, Broomhill Tambellup Lifestyle. 4.1, Tambellup Community Cropping Group request, use of caravan park cabins. Do we have a mover? Councillor Penny, seconded. It's Robinson. Either of you like to speak for the item?
What the cropping group has done for the community is amazing, I think. So you're pretty supportive of, if it makes it easier for them to conduct their cropping days and harvest days and whatnot. If we can support them in any way, I'm all for it.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson?
No.
Anyone against the item? Karen, our CEO, is the author. Any comments?
No, Mr President, aside from the group continues to generate significant financial and practical benefits to the community. And this is a one-off request. I think the report speaks for itself.
Yep, thank you. The recommendation forward that the Council, one, approves the use of all three Shire-owned cabins at the Tambellup Caravan Park by the Tambellup Community Cropping Group, TCCG, for one night on 3rd July 2026 at no charge to support accommodation associated with the TCCG community seating cutout event and community dinner. Two, notes that the approval is a one-off community support arrangement and does not create an ongoing entitlement to use Shire accommodation outside standard booking arrangements. Three, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to finalise the booking arrangements including allocation of cabins, access, cleaning requirements, standard booking conditions, and any reasonable operational requirements. All those in favour? Is passed 7-0. Dunedin, Keekilla 4, Broomhill Town, Lupshire Support. 13.1, Department of Transport and Major Infrastructure Agreement for provision of licensing services and non-road law functions. Can I have a mover for this item, please? Councillor Penny, seconded. Councillor Letter, you might speak for the item.
I think that the provision of the service and local place where people can come in and make some of those transactions is important. It wouldn't be a shame to lose it.
Councillor Letter. Anyone against the item? So Karen, CEO, is the author. Do you have any comments?
Nothing further to add, Mr. President, than what's already in the report.
Excellent. Right, thank you. The recommendation that the Council, one, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to enter into an agreement with the Department of Transport and Major Infrastructure for the provision of licensing services and non-road law functions for a five-year term commencing 1st July 2026. Two, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to execute the agreement. Three, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to undertake any minor administrative amendments necessary to finalise the agreement, provided those amendments do not materially alter the Shire's obligations. Four, notes that the Department has advised that the commissions payable under the agreement will increase by 4.6% on all categories of transactions from 1st of July 2026. All those in favour? Passed unanimous, 7-0. 13.2, Disability Access and Inclusion Plan Progress Report 2025-2026. Can I have a mover for this item, please? Councillor Letter, seconded. Councillor Penny, either of you like to speak to the item?
No, I don't.
Anyone speak against the item? I see our strategic support projects offer, so is the author. Any comments?
Through the chair, this is our statutory report. We're required to submit this each year, just to report on the progress of our five-year plan. It's been gratifying to see some improvements this year that probably haven't been done fully with accessibility in mind, but the benefits cross right across the community. The 10-year footpath plan is a good document that will serve us into the future in terms of making sure our path network is fully accessible. The work that's been done in Broomhill at the complex in terms of the pathways, even the new stairs, the handrails that have been installed, it just is treated with an accessibility mindset, which is great. The ramp in front of the town hall has been a major win. That was 50% funded by the federal government, which was a really good outcome. So it's nice to see we're chipping away at it. We're also in the middle of consultation for the review of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. Consultation closes on the 10th of July, and we'll then work with individuals in the community to see what else we need to address into the future.
Thank you. Recommendation that the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan Progress Report 2025-2026 as presented be endorsed. All those in favour? It's passed 7-0. 13.3, monthly list of payments, May 2026. Can I have a mover for the item, please? Councillor Witham, seconded. Councillor Robinson, is there any comments regarding this item? Any conversation? Comments? No. No one to speak against the item. Sharon's minute, our finance coordinator is the author. Do you have any comments, Dee?
I'm happy to take any questions if anyone has any on any other payments, but otherwise no further comment.
No. Okay, the recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13A1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with shy purchasing cards for May 2026 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer EFT, and direct debit payments totalling $1,089,163.65, and credit purchasing card payments totalling $5,681.33. All those in favour? Pass 7-0. 13.4, financial statements, May 2026. Mover, please. Councillor Leather, seconded. Councillor Penny. Once again, Sharon, finance coordinator, is the author of this. Conversation?
Just add, sorry, through the chair, just looking at our year to date, so with our deficit of 1.9 and we're sitting at a surplus of 1.7, there's a number of variances which that relates to from all our areas, so operating, investing and financing. A number of those are just through timing, but again, there will be certainly end of financial year adjustments, so that surplus will change as we complete our end of year process going forward.
Thank you, Dee. Recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of May 2026 be received. All those in favour? It's passed 7-0. Item 13.5, adoption of fees and charges 2026-2027. Just clarifying, Councillor Watt, did you have a... You declared a conflict of interest?
An impartiality.
An impartiality. So you can stay and contribute, yes. Okay, so on that, adoption of fees and charges 2026-2027. And move, please. Councillor Leather, seconded Councillor Robinson. Would either of you like to speak for the item? No one to speak against the item. Once again, Sharon, our finance coordinator, is the author. Is there any comments for our CEO or Deputy CEO?
Yes, so through the Chair, so these are to recover our fees and charges for goods and services that Council provide. So they have overall, generally, they've increased by 4.5%, which is an increase that was in our draft at long-term financial plan. Statutory fees are just that and will be set accordance with legislation. And there's been some amendments that are detailed in the schedule and what those areas are, so happy to take any further questions if we have any.
Anything further from the floor? No. I'll put the recommendation forward. That the Council, by an absolute majority, one, pursuant to sections 6.16 and 6.17, the Local Government Act 1995 adopts the 2026-27 schedule of fees and charges contained in the attachment to this report, effective from 1st July 2026. Two, notes that statutory fees and charges may be amended in accordance with the legislation under which they are prescribed. Three, directs the Chief Executive Officer to give local public notice of the adopted fees and charges and their commencement date in accordance with Section 6.19 of the Local Government Act 1995, and to incorporate the adopted schedule into the 2026-27 annual budget. All those in favour? 7-0. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. 0. 15, elected members' motions, of which previous notice has been given. 0. 16, questions from members without notice. 0. 17, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of making. 0. And on that, I will thank you all for your attendance, particularly Councillor Dewar. Enjoy your time. And I'll close the meeting at 5:01.